They are one of the least, if not the least, enjoyed elements of the warm weather landscape in New Hampshire. I'm talking about ticks. They bite. They carry Lyme disease and other nasty illnesses. They're pretty creepy looking as well. My guest David Brooks has been thinking a lot lately about how our species fights back against these nasty little bloodsuckers. He writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hello.
You wrote of ticks, and I'll quote, "Mother Nature can be a real jerk sometimes. These little critters do really try hard to ruin the nice weather for us, don't they?"
They really do. It's obviously this year, as everybody knows, the numbers have been up. Everybody's found ticks on themselves, and concern about Lyme disease and some related bacteria that they carry has also been raised. I mean, I've certainly gotten paranoid about it. I wake up in the middle of the night feeling ticks crawling all over myself when there aren't any, thankfully. But I have also pulled a couple ticks off myself that were already attached. To be perfectly honest, it somewhat spoiled the outdoors for me.
Now, traditionally, we've used insect repellents, oftentimes with DEET in them, but that's not always to everyone's liking?
Definitely not. Obviously, DEET is a potential carcinogen, although there's, you know, it's not absolutely certain. It's a very successful repellent, but it is a repellent. It just sort of makes the tick say, ooh, yuck, and I'll wait for the next person to come by.
And so there have been new weapons against ticks being developed, and there's one in particular that is synthetic. Could you explain first what it is and then how it differs from natural tick fighters?
The stuff is called permethrin, and it is a synthetic variant of other chemicals that are derived from the chrysanthemum. The other chemicals are called pyrethrins, and these were found to have ways to not only repel, but in fact, even to kill certain types of insects and arachnids, ticks and the like. And so the chemist said, well, these are pretty good. Can we make them better? And so they tweaked them. You know, they changed the molecule here, a bond there to see what happened. And they ended up with a synthetic variant, which is the permethrin. And it does work. It works really well. One of the best things about it is it bonds very well to cotton and other materials. So you can buy shirts, pants, and hats, as I found out, that I've been impregnated, I guess is the term, with this stuff, with permethrin. The stuff will last after 30, 40 washes easily, which is a fair amount of time, especially if it's your outdoor clothes. You just keep them dirty and you just wear them over and over again. You don't wash them much. You brush against a tick that's sitting on the edge of a grass waiting for you. It grabs onto your socks and starts crawling upward as they do. It hits the permethrin and it, well, I'm not quite sure what the mechanism, but somehow or other it gets repelled. It can curl up and fall off and die. And it's quite effective stuff.
Effective on ticks, but not only on ticks. There are some unintended consequences with permethrin.
As indeed there are with almost any insecticide, herbicide, and particularly a synthetics. I mean, the advantage of making a synthetic version of a natural product is you can make it more powerful, more effective. The disadvantage is that unintended consequences crop up that are virtually impossible to predict. The worst one with permethrin has been it affects bees, and it can affect them in really difficult ways. I've read some various research on it, and it messes up their sense of direction, which of course is important to bees for finding flowers, and it can really have a problem. And it's one of the factors that apparently is contributing to colony collapse and other issues. And not just with honeybees. I have a hive of honeybees, not just with them, but also with wild bees. So you want to spray the stuff around to get rid of those stupid ticks, but if you spray it around, you're going to hurt your bees. And bees are really important. So, you know, there are no easy answers here.
It's just another way that ticks are ruining everything for everybody, right?
Indeed.
David Brooks, thanks as always.
Thank you.